So here we go, my lovely friends. Thank you very much for joining me for another episode of Kick of the Day with Spirit, with your show host, Susanna Medium. Thank you very much for joining me here. Now, this show, the Kick of the Day with Spirit, is our daily version of anything, everything, and nothing spiritually important in our lives. So here we go. Thank you very much for joining me here. Now, if you are listening either live or on replay, today we are going to talk to one of my very special friends, Paul, from
manampr.org.
From manampr.org. So here we go. Paul, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Susanna. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm getting this right. This whole conversation. So here we go, your website. So we just recorded a very special episode on Kick of the Day with Spirit, and actually Let's Talk with Spirit, we recorded that. So my lovely listener, you can listen to this a little bit later. So let's talk to you. Let's talk to you, because our conversation was very interesting. So what is the
manampr.org. So the Mana Institute is a well-being, healing, spiritual kind of mentoring, coaching, facilitating organization. We're really looking at the moment, focusing on what it is to be the divine feminine, the divine masculine. So we have a ladies retreat the third weekend of June, and a men only retreat the last weekend of June, where we're really asking some tough questions about what it is to be, for the women, a woman in this world, and to, for what that means in terms of getting rid of their own belief systems and trauma and their own issues and problems around men necessarily. And then the same, similar for men, what is it to be a man in this great awakening? Because the distinctions of what it is to be a woman or a man have been blurred for years and years and years. And so where are our role models? Where are really healthy role models? And do we actually need them? You know, can we not actually be intuitively guided to stand upon our own truth and our own understanding of what it is to be presently aware and conscious to our own gender identity, if you like, if you want to use those words, but to the very intrinsic nature, for me, what it is to be a man, and for you, what it is to be a woman. And by being conscious, The very fact that we're conscious to who we are means that we're really looking into our divine nature first. Man is there to facilitate that. For the men, it's to be very brave, to be ruthlessly honest with ourselves about how we impact the world, particularly the feminine aspect of the world. What are our problems? What is the ancestral stuff that we've been projecting into the world, and then also for the ladies to look at what that is and how they themselves communicate, how they come together and how they're able to resolve issues together, it's easier in some ways. Women are communicators. They definitely have an interest in communicating well, because obviously women need to give birth. And they often don't do that on their own. So they do need the support of other ladies around them, which is in direct contradistinction to men who were, historically supposedly hunter and gatherers. So they actually needed to prove their prowess. They don't need people to do that. They didn't need other men to do that. Collaboration is a kind of later aspect of human evolution. So we're looking at the archetypes. We're looking at what it is, where do we get our drivers from? Where do we get our needs and our impulses from? And seeing if they're beneficial, not only individually, but within relationships, within families, within society, within our communities, and really looking to improve those relationships as much as we possibly can, so that we're living the best conscious experience of ourselves. And then therefore we have a positive impact in the world. We have a positive impact in our relationships as parents, as husbands and wives, brothers, sisters, whatever it is, teachers, employees, whatever we're doing in my world from the healing perspective and as a holistic life coach and hypnotherapist, among other things. Mm. I want to have the greatest, most possible positive impact I can on people's lives, because that's what people deserve, not because I feel the need to do that, but it's just what arises here. So I want to be honest. I want to be open. I want to be vulnerable. I want to meet people where they are. And if they're in trauma, I want to meet them at their trauma. I want to be able to feel it. I want to know what it is to be them for a moment, because in that moment of really being truly empathic, I can connect and I can share an insight with somebody that they haven't seen. And that's the reason why people look for assistance and help, because there's something they're not seeing. Mm. So if I can help in facilitating that seeing, then I know personally that that means that emotions change, and emotions being energy in motion, that's, we're here to flow. We're here to move. We're here to be dynamic. We're here to be both feminine and masculine. We're here to recognize when we need to surrender to our to this moment, to this experience, and when we need to penetrate this experience, to be more conscious, more aware, more actual, more real, and less thinking, less conceptual. And that's where I'd make the big distinction. We're here to feel. We're here as a feeling experience. Mm-hmm. We're not here to conceptualize this.
Yes, because in our life we have had a lot of thinking. You know, we've been living through centuries.
Yes.
Where our minds were really occupied. This is what we, how we have created our lives. The time that we live right now is really important to really wake up.
It is, yeah. I mean, we're living through a time where the basic, or the you know, the primary philosophy is comparative reasoning. So everyone considers their own existence by comparing it to another's. And the problem in that comparison is you're always either going to feel bad or good. You'll look at somebody and think, oh, you know, those poor souls over there, which then makes you feel better, like you're in a higher position.
Yes, yes.
So it's a very toxic spiritual environment when we compare ourselves to somebody else. And that's not something we're doing as a decision or a choice. It's simply that's the philosophy we're currently living under. And it's been something that's been around for really, I mean, let's say a couple of hundred years.
Yes, yes.
Prior to that, my feeling is that, you know, we just didn't live that way. We didn't look at ourselves and compare what we had in a materialistic way, whether that's knowledge, whether it's love, whether it's, you know, a good life or a rich life. We didn't look at life that way at all. Mm-hmm. There was a far greater, broader meaning in our existence, which included other people rather than excluded them through comparison.
Yes, yes.
And if we can fight, if we can see that, we recognize that in the patterns that we live through and project into the world, then it's easy to recognize then how to stop projecting those patterns. The very seeing of them, being conscious of them, is the collapse. It's the, you could say it's the Ouroboros, the, you know, the serpent realizing it's eating its own tail, and it lets go, and you know, you go off in another spiral chasing something else. So it's the conclusion of the seeking.
Fascinating. So if anybody's interested in this program, how can they find you?
Yeah, they can find, they can contact us through the Mana Retreat website, which is manampwr.org. Or you can contact me at nondualreality@proton.me.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So, and then did you mention, I'm just listening, did you mention when it's happening?
Yeah, so the women's retreat is the last weekend, the third weekend of June. At a site just near Whitby, with a beautiful view of the sea and the what's it called? Not the chapel. I forgot what it's called.
Abbey.
The Abbey. Thank you. And then the men's retreat will be the following weekend, the last weekend of June, at the same location. And again, yes, so we're taking bookings through the manampwr.org website.
Yes, yes. And then just one more thing here. Who else is going to be there? Because you mentioned what work you are going to do.
Yes, very briefly. So for the men's side, Jason, who Jason and Jake, who are both from the Newcastle area. Okay. Jason is his practices are more shamanic, mm-hmm. so sound doing sound healing, breath work. We'll be doing some DMT, release breath work, trauma release breath work, and the third session with Jason as well. Jake, he's been running men's circles for a little while around Newcastle. So he has a wonderful way of holding the space for men that aren't used to being open and sharing about their concerns. And for men, that is the issue. It's being able to vocalize how they really feel about something. And so that we can actually, through that vocalization, we can see the source of it. What's sponsoring it? Is it being sponsored from a bad relationship with a mother or a father or something else? Or is it coming from a place of innocence and beauty and simplicity? We'll be doing, we've got some saunas for the Saturday night so we can have a real kick back and get rid of some of the toxic aspect within the physical body. We'll be doing some ice bath work or cold water treatments as well. My work is the Taoist alchemy. So a lot of very masculine, disciplined energy work to use the emotions, positive emotions, to then alchemize those emotions and get an endorphin release so that we're changing the neural pathways and the energetic meridians of the body to make life conscious.
Sounds like a fascinating weekend for both ladies and gentlemen there at the end of June.
Yes.
And then how do you think it's going to be different from any other retreats currently available here in the UK?
Yeah, I think because what we're saying is, look, it's not that we're coming from a place that's of a higher vibration or that we're coming from a place of higher wisdom or higher knowledge. Uh-huh. We're here to assist you. We're here to look at you and see what it is you're telling us through your energy body, through your psychological body, and through your emotional body. And then we're going to point that out. We're going to show you what it is that we're seeing. It's not about me. It's not about what I know, where I've been, my journey. If my journey, what I know and what I've been, helps somebody to see, then of course that's what it's there for. But in reality, what we're asking people to do is be as ruthlessly honest with themselves as possible and realize that that's where the emotions are trapped in the body. That's where trauma is hiding in personal pain. And the identity of pain is one that it's so clever because it says, if I hide here in pain, I know for a fact you're always rejecting pain. I know for a fact you don't want to live in pain, so you'll never see me. And so actually seeing that and feeling and being present to the pain, whether it's psychological, emotional or physical, being present to it and seeing how productive pain is in waking up, in being conscious and then living a conscious life, that's where the work and the beauty begins.
So it's like coming with an open mind and open heart, really, making yourself vulnerable.
Completely.
Being bold.
Yeah.
Being honest with yourself.
Being honest. And then there are changes in the energy body that are, beyond transformational. A lot of men live in the lower two centers of consciousness. So we're talking at the root and the sacral chakra. So a lot of men live in that kind of sexual framework, which is lust and desire. It doesn't mean that it's a negative. It just means that it's focused there. And there is a shift where when we move up into the heart and we move into the belly, which is our joy center, when we move from there, life absolutely changes. It's a dramatic transformation, one which you never leave once it's happened. Because actually moving and existing and being conscious from the heart is a much simpler way of living. And it's something, it's my passion to show men that it's possible to do that. Not only possible, but it should be an ordinary experience.
Yes.
And one that is recognized for being our essential selves.
Yes. And then you see now, I'm thinking, we didn't speak about it earlier, that if this is the first time you are organizing this group, the Mana Project is organizing this weekend, we could imagine it is not the last weekend, not a one-off. I quite like that idea that it is a continuous, it's like opening up, opening the opportunity for many.
Yes,
and that should be, or that could be, even if you don't like using the word should or could, but then that that needs to be the norm.
I mean, these are, you know, we
that
see
could be the norm.
Yeah, we, you know, mana is this hidden energy, this life force, this intelligent, incredible, infinite, loving, universal self, which expresses itself in trillions of different ways. If it's welcomed, then it changes, radically changes someone's existence.
Mm.
Because you begin to recognize your own, if you want to call it connection to divinity, then we can call it that. My experience is that there's no connection. It's just one thing. There's just this, and this is fully alive. It's whole, it's complete, it's absolutely full and rich of living.
Mm.
When we can see that and stop ignoring it, because we're stuck in a conceptual framework of hurt, of broken promises, of expectations, when we move away from that and we center in the heart space, then that's where life really begins.
Mm.
And we're in an awakening, and people can't deny we're in an awakening.
Yes,
people can't avoid the awakening. And so they need tools in order to really understand what's going on.
What they are going through.
What they're going through.
Yes. So I would imagine you would have people who are just a little bit interested, or they might have already had some experiences and then they want to understand more.
Yes, precisely.
So that is open for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, my experience through, for instance, through the Kundalini Awakening 18 years ago, has been that in the last few years, I'm now seeing so many more people, even on a weekly basis, new people that are saying, oh, and they're going, that's what Kundalini, right. And then, so does it do, and then all of a sudden we can have a wonderful conversation about esoteric and metaphysical experiences of, you know, this living intelligent energy within us. Whereas, you know, 5-6 years ago, I mean, I probably count on one hand how many people that actually even knew what Kundalini was in terms of a direct experience.
Yes.
But literally now I'm probably meeting one person a week that is either just had a Kundalini awakening and is trying to navigate that. I mean, 10 years ago, we used to say you're a Kundalini survivor because nobody felt like they were thriving. It was so painful and difficult. My own experience, 7 years of you know, really awful experiences. But now I'm able to see someone, speak to them, and within a few days of those early conversations, they're getting Kundalini itself is feeling more at home and they're getting a much easier ride. So really what I'm saying is we're going from surviving Kundalini to thriving with it.
Yes.
And the word that we like to use, the word that we found that encapsulates it the most, is this wonderful word mana, which is this hidden power within.
Mm.
When you live from that place, then you manifest your life.
Oh, I love that.
And for us men, you know, the Mana for Man retreat is about recognizing right in this moment, anything that you rejected can be seen. And the moment it's seen, the rejection is gone and there's a flow again, a natural movement to our existence.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned two gentlemen from...
Yes, so Jason and Jake. And then we also have Terry's coming along. Terry's from Middlesbrough. Hopefully you'll get him on the show. He's a wonderful young man who has recovered from a horrific accident.
Mm-hmm.
And his fight back through pain and depression and his fight through and what he says into the knowledge of his higher self is incredible. It's a wonderful story. So he's just started sharing that more publicly and is coaching now. So he's going to come along and share his story and be there. Particularly for the men's circle to help in showing people, being the example of what it is to go from broken to not just healed but thriving.
Fascinating. And then for the ladies weekend?
Yeah, there's a mix there. I won't say too much because hopefully we'll get Nicola on the show. Nicola is the founding trustee for the Mana Institute. I've been working with her now since last autumn. We did a full retreat together with families and children and the like. My focus last year was on the children. It's something that I've been, I've run youth clubs before, and being a father of seven and a grandfather of two, you know, it's something really close to my heart. Our young ones are our best teachers. And when they have a recognition of their own different levels of consciousness, their different levels of intellect, and we can see how they move through them, which is very less ego structures. I mean, the ego is just a self-protection mechanism. Children being brought up in a very open world during a phase of great awakening, they are incredible. So that was my focus last year. But yeah, so Nick, there's Nick, Dawn. Oh dear, you put me on the spot a little bit here with the ladies. Who else do we have? I can't remember off the top of my head. But
I'm sure they are going to find them.
Yeah, let's get
they
Nick
can be
on.
Here. They will be
yeah,
here.
Get Nick on and she can tell you more because
more about,
kept away. I've really been, I didn't want to interfere on that side. There might I might be going to do a talk there and Nick might be coming over to do a talk with us give the opposite sexual dynamic as an experience and say, look, this is what we believe men are doing right now. How do you feel? And then for Nick to say, well, this is what we women are doing right now. How do you feel?
Now, you see, one question came up here in my mind right now. What about when people identify themselves in one way or another, not specifically this way or that way?
You know, it's irrelevant in a lot of ways because what we're looking at are archetypes. So when the real work begins at that level, so when we say archetypes, I'm saying, right, is there a fear of the darkness there? Is there a fear of abandonment, you know? Darkness and abandonment. Abandonment is probably the deepest, one of the deepest archetypes to uncover. And the identity that's formed around the fear of abandonment is pre-verbal. It's very, very young. So it's deep in the body and it's deep in the psyche. You know, it's very early on in the conversation, shall we say. So when it comes to ideas of identity, sex and gender, there's still just two energies at work, if you like, two frequencies. The frequency is rejection or repulsion and attraction. So it really doesn't matter how somebody identifies, what physical form they are here in, those two aspects are at play, rejection or attraction. And we can argue yin and yang, up and down, good and bad, you know,
light and
dark.
Yeah.
But that's it. There's a binary dual experience happening, which is the veil, the Maya of reality, and reality being there's just this. There's just simply one without another. There's not two things happening. There's no separation. There is no discriminate you or I. There's just life in you know, brilliantly appearing, fully complete, whole and perfect. But the focus, it's not to spiritually bypass the reality for people of pain and suffering and the daily grind of not being happy. So it's to see what sponsors those experiences. And that can be a very masculine energy that's at work, or it can be a very feminine energy at work. And it can be a compulsive swing between the two. And again, you know, what is true balance? At the end of the day, the true balance between masculine and feminine is yoga, is union, in which it is seen that there is no such thing as balance. There's just this. There is a complete, natural, perfect harmony at work. And thoughts, I think it was Shakespeare said, there's nothing good or bad in this world, but thinking makes it so.
Very powerfully.
You know, and again, as he said, the whole world is a stage and everyone on it are actors. So can we see that we're acting a role? Have we forgotten that we're playing on the stage? And are we so entranced by the performance that we're giving as to believe that it's real? So yeah, we're going to get down to some brass tacks kind of
sounds like a big theme or a bigger basket of everything, really.
Well, yeah, I mean, for me, it gets simpler when you see that everything boils down to this rejection and attraction dynamic. And it is an energetic dynamic. Mm. When you see that that's very early on in the story of me, myself and I, and what it is that I think I should be doing in the world,
mm.
when you can collapse those patterns of rejection and attraction, then you see how much easier life is, because it's just being hidden behind thoughts mm. that say either I'm so good in the world or I'm so bad in the world.
Mm.
Again, mm. we come back to there's the comparison there, you know?
Absolutely, yes.
So what we're doing is cancelling the comparison. Mm. We're, you know, healing from healing. We're not
being,
negating.
From being to being.
Yeah, from doing to being, yeah. You know, there is no such human doing. There is a human being.
Yes, yes. So from one being to another being.
And then, you know, when you, again, you look even deeper, there's no such thing as human. There's just being.
Yes. Which, actually, that could be another big topic for another show.
Yeah, we're probably going a bit far on this one.
So very fascinating. So once again, how can people find you?
You can contact me directly at non-dualreality@proton.me. Sorry, I have a couple of emails. Or you can go over to the Mana website, which is the World Wide Web .manamprwr.org, and there's a contact email on there as well.
Oh, wonderful. So I'm sure people will find you, and they will find it fascinating and really engaging and revealing and healing and nurturing experience all together, all for the better. So thank you very much for being my guest, my not ad hoc guest, because we've been planning to talk to each other and share our conversations with you for a few years now.
Yes.
And then if you are interested in that side of the conversation and the story, feel free to check out another conversation, another podcast here on Let's Talk Spirit, because we just recorded that session as well. And we have spoken about a lot of things there.
We have.
We started with a past life regression, and then we ended up talking about
mana and mana and the future of mankind, to me, because you know, when we start talking about a great awakening, what people I guess in some ways aren't seeing is, but what will the nature of this awakening look like? What is an awakened humanity? You know, do we need language as much as we did? Because I for one know that we don't. So much is given away through the energy body, through, you know, an absolute immediate transition from someone. You can tell where they are, where they're thinking, where their emotional body is. So, yeah, I mean, the future of mankind, that's where the real discussion, the fun, the play is.
Yes. So fascinating. Mm-hmm. The never-ending conversation here. Never-ending conversation. So thank you very much once again for being my guest and joining us here, and then come back another time and many, many other times here. So my lovely listener, if you enjoyed this conversation, please feel free to come back and then also check out all the other conversations here with Let's Talk Spirit with your show host, Susan the Medium from susanthemedium.com. I hope you have enjoyed this conversation, and please check out everything what we shared here. It's something for you to explore and to discover about yourself and grow and learn and just be truly yourself. And I can guarantee that after that weekend, whichever weekend you are going for, then you will have something like a big breakthrough or an insight or healing or tears and laughters and all those, everything all together. So once again, thanks very much for being my guest here on this show. Let's Talk Spirit, in the daily version, is Kick of the Day with Spirit, with your show host, Susanna Medium. And from this place, we are sending you lots of love and many, many blessings. And come and speak to you tomorrow. Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Goodbye.